Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us. A time of joy. A time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays. And sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
You know, these letters, they bring out a lot of emotion, tears, some of joy, some of just terrible sadness, desperation. Sometimes it is anger and frustration, too. This letter is one of them. It says, "My name is Jeremy. I'm married. I have two boys. One is 7 and the other is 2. I own a small construction company based out of Atchison, Kansas. Life was going pretty good until November 17th when our job trailer and all of our tools were stolen. It not only forced me to lose the work, but it cost me the money to replace enough tools to go back to work. I had to cancel a couple of work contracts and refund their money for their jobs. Thousands of dollars of equipment, and so far police have recovered about $300 worth of stuff. In the meantime, I went back to work for another construction company just to try to make ends meet. I'm late on some bills. With Christmas coming for the boys, I'm in a real jam. I'm never one to ask for help. I pride myself in taking care of my family. Thank you for reading this." So Jake shared this with me, and we were looking online, and it's New Life Construction. The tools, and we'll get into this, we're insured, but it's going to take a long time for, you know how they are. But they're marked, I think they're marked yellow. You think about it, this guy's just trying to get it. Just out there. His own job, and trust me, everybody says they want to work for themselves until you work for yourself.
And then you realize it's 24 hours a day.
The hardest you'll ever work in your life is opening up your own business. You're the only one who really cares about it. And these, you know, POS guys, they roll up, they grind off the lock on the trailer, they steal it, and they've got it all on camera. But they, you know, it was a Toyota 4Runner. Let's see if we can help this guy. Like I said, I don't. Some of these letters are really emotional. Some, like I said, desperate, sad. Some joyful. Some scared. But this one just pisses me off.
"Please dial a 1 followed by the air."
See if I can get this to go through. Here we go.
"Hello."
"Hey, Jeremy, it's Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?"
"Yeah, hey, how are you?"
"Good, man. Hey, listen, I got your letter. I'm sorry, brother. That losing all your tools, and what did you say, it was about $3,000 worth of tools? No, I'm sorry, there's 300 they recovered. How much did you think was in your tools?"
"Oh, there was well over about $6,500 that was actually stolen once we got everything. Once I got home and kind of actually realized what all was gone, you know."
"Yeah, and you have a couple employees as well."
"Yeah, we have 2. And, you know, we had to send them home because, you know, it was just, we had to drain all the accounts to just try to bounce back, and tools are expensive, and that's just where we're at. We're just trying to bounce back. We're waiting on insurance, and until then, I mean, the bank account's been drained. I've maxed out the credit cards that I do have, and, you know, just trying to get tools back in the trailer. They did recover the trailer, but..."
And those tools are marked. If anybody were to see them up in the Atchison area, they're marked with yellow.
They are marked with, everything is marked with yellow spray paint, and they even say NLC written on them. But they, it was stolen. There was a stolen car found in Kansas City with some of my tools in there. So the Kansas City Police Department called us and said, hey, we found all your tools. And, you know, we're getting all excited, and we get up there, and it was just about $300 worth of my stuff. It wasn't just me that this guy had hit. It was several contractors. I mean, there was a bunch of HVAC equipment mixed in with my what little of my stuff was still left.
Because you lost your chop saws, your skill saws, all your hand tools, your power tools, your paint guns, everything.
Everything is gone. Everything. The only thing I really had left was just my basic tool bags.
And you
had a couple air hoses.
When did you start this? When did you start your company, New Life?
This started in 2015.
And I looked at some of the reviews. Great reviews, man. You've been doing great work.
Yeah, we love the people we work for. They kind of become, over time, you know, half of these people become family. You know, we get invited to pool parties, we get invited to barbecues, and, you know, we go.
Sure. Well, I mean, the very homes that they live in, the repairs you made are the ones that make them comfortable and possible for them to have their lives. And sure, yeah, and you're certainly grateful for good construction workers. And you know, that's the thing is, you know, you strike out on your own, and it's a scary thing when you have a family. And you start to make it, you've got your pattern down, you've got employees that are showing up, you're doing good work, and then one day, you might as well cut your hands off. You can't work the job that you have. You know, it's like being paralyzed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, waking up and seeing that it was gone, it was just... It was mixed emotions of, I really just hated the world at that moment.
Sure.
And, you know, didn't know what I was going to do.
You got, you have two boys?
Yeah, I've got two. I got a 7-year-old, he's about to turn 8, and then I've got a 2-year-old.
And, Jake said that, you're behind, a little behind on the rent, and, water, gas, and electric, because since November you were out, and now you did just start up with your other old construction company just to get some money coming in.
Yeah, I took up some subcontracting with an employer I used to work out, but now we're in order to make that work, you know, I'm driving clear from Atchison all the way up to Lee Summit, and we're doing framing up there, but I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah. Well, I got you. I got you, man. All right. All right, listen, stay right there, will you? Hold on. So, Jake, come here. It's $500 late on the rent. It was $97 on the water.
Yeah, the water, he's late on the water, exactly.
$83, Nick.
Yep.
On gas, and $111 on electric. And it's, again, those numbers don't seem huge, but if you just lost the way you make your living, your job evaporated. You had to give the money back to the people that had given you their deposits, because it's the right thing to do. Many people wouldn't do it. We've all heard terrible stories about remodelers.
People, yeah.
This is an honest guy. And, you know, you work, you do the right thing, you raise your family. You know, he works with his hands and his back. But without those tools, it just doesn't work anymore. It doesn't, you can't do it. And if, imagine those two poor guys who worked for him, how bad he feels for their families.
Yeah.
If we were just to hook them, just get some of this off of his back.
So adding up just the rent with the utilities, that comes to about $800.
Yeah, and then a couple kids.
They have two kids.
For Christmas?
Yeah, he says the one's about to turn 8, and they've got two little boys.
A couple $100 each. I mean, that's, you know, that's not, it is a sum of money, no doubt. But $1,200, is that what we're looking at? That's
yeah,
it?
Pretty much.
All right. You know what? Speaking of Atchison, remember the money that Amish Adam,
yes,
Green Acres, gave, $300? We'll put in, because he asked me when we were going to use it. We'll use that $300 right now, yeah, from since it's another Atchison boy. But yeah, $300 from Amish Adam, from Green Acres. All right?
Deal.
Rock, you're on the air. Adrian, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, I'd like to donate $200.
Nice. Why?
You know, I own a lawn landscape company and myself, and I've had a couple trailers stolen from me and countless tools stolen out of trucks while we're out working on a job. And I know how it is. It's real frustrating. It really sucks.
Yeah. And again, it's not even like you stole money. It's like it's way more than that. You stole their ability to make their own money.
Yeah.
You know, it's stealing tools is unforgivable, brother. I appreciate you. $200. Hope for the holidays. U.S. Bank.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, David. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Hey, Brandon, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
We'd like to give $300 on behalf of the apprenticeship program down here at Local 441 Plumbers and Pipe Fitters.
Excellent. You guys have you've helped us out many times in the past. And
We all had a little bit of extra to give, so hopefully it can help this guy out.
Well, I mean, you guys know, man, you've got to have your tools to do your job.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're beautiful. Thank you to everybody, man.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. We're on the air. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, John. My wife and I want to give $100. You got to get this guy back to work.
Excellent, man. What do you do for a living?
I work for the government, and she does HR for a pretty big company in Kansas City, so... You know, we've got it. We need to get him some help. And I went to school in Atchison, so there's a little bit of a connection there.
Yeah, I got a bunch of incredibly good friends. And there's some hardworking sons of bitches up there. All the Donathons, everything we've done for Don Post is all a bunch of Atchison guys. I have the deck they built for my father so he could fish when he first got diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It goes on and on and on and on. It's a bunch of great people up in Atchison, man.
Absolutely. Johnny, I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Eric.
Yay, Johnny, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, good. I want to give $100.
Excellent. What do you do for a living?
I actually work for Granger.
You don't know the no good Belshi, do you?
Yeah, a little.
Stay away from him. He's no good.
Emma, and we actually had our the shop behind our house broke into a few years ago, and we want to give $100 because you never know what you're missing until you're missing it.
Yeah.
You make that list for the insurance company, and... You know, 2 months down the line, it's like, dang, my battery charger's gone.
Yeah, my grinder's gone. I lost 4 batteries, and you know, those cost 2 drills and impact. You know, yeah, and you don't realize all the things you've amassed over the years. I couldn't tell you all the tools I own right now. I could make a good guess at it, but there's a lot that I would miss for sure.
No, it was 7 years ago, and the other day I was looking for a certain socket, and I'm like, dang, I never did get that replaced.
I know, it's that bad, man. And but just it irritates me so much to see a working guy have the ability taken from him for such a selfish reason, like you're a tweaker who's going to go sell him for nothing.
Yeah, pennies on the dollar.
Yep, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for that $100. I appreciate it. Where are we at?
You're at 1,000.
You're on the air. Good morning. Hello, Megan.
Oh, hi. I wanted to donate $100.
Perfect. Why?
A couple months ago, my fiance's work truck was actually stolen out of our driveway in front of our house when we were sleeping, and about quite a bit of the money of tools were his personal tools, so he lost all that.
Did he ever get it replaced? Did the insurance cover it?
Insurance covered a fraction of it, but we eventually got it back, and he's up and running, so I'd like to help somebody else who's in the situation that we were in.
You're a good girl, Megan. Everything good for you?
Yeah, we're good.
Excellent. Merry Christmas. I appreciate you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
U.S. Bank, just take them by. Tell them hope for the holidays and bring it right here to the radio station. We'll get it handled. You're on the air. Good morning, Chad.
I got $200.
Well, that puts us over the top for everything, man. That's pretty amazing.
I own a construction company, and I know his pain and feel his ins and outs, and just want to help a guy out.
When did you start your company?
20 years ago.
So it was scary?
Yeah.
Yeah? And imagine I know everybody loses tools, but someone took everything.
I got hit this year and got lucky enough to get most of my stuff back, and that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't, man. It's really tough to get your stuff back. It's, you know, and it's how he feeds his family. That's what makes it so despicable.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you, man. Hope for the holidays, U.S. Bank. Thank you. Hold on. You're on there. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, John, you got $500 for this guy and his kids. Let's get them something special for Christmas, man. I got a small HVAC company. I had my stuff broken into one time, and I know how it is, man. It's not cool.
Well, we technically we finished it up, but if you want, we can another letter, or we can take care of another month's rent and give him some breathing room in January.
Yeah, let's get him ahead a little bit, man. It's hard when you lose your tools and stuff and you fall behind like that, you know. Let's get him back up and get him in front of the bus, you know.
Yeah. When did you start your company?
About 7 years ago.
How's it been?
It's been, last couple, 3 years have been good. First few years, pretty tough, but, you know, we're making it happen.
It's scary, man. Like I was saying earlier, no one will ever know what real hard work is until you open your own company.
You got it, boss. You got it.
All right, brother, I appreciate you, and I love you. Merry Christmas. Drop that by Hope for the Holidays at the U.S. Bank, okay?
We'll do it. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Johnny.
Merry Christmas to you, man. Struck me as we were talking to Jeremy earlier, the one who had all his tools stolen, the company for New Life, when he woke up that morning and he saw everything was gone and he knew what had happened and he saw the lock cut and the trailer was gone and his entire life's work, that he was hating the world. And that's a terrible way to feel, man. That really is. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So I think you could hear through the phone, these guys are going to take care of you. And I hope it makes you feel better about this world we really do live in. There are far more good than bad people.
Yeah, it's just...
Hey, man, no reason to be upset, brother. Listen, this is just a hand up. We're going to take care of that rent, bring us your landlord's information, and not only this month that you're a little late on, we're going to cover January so that you get a little breather, okay? Bring us your water bill, your gas and your electric, bring us all those bills, and we're going to pay those directly, all right?
Thank you so much. It was really hard to write it. I'm not, you know, we usually take care of ourselves, and we work really hard for what we got, and this is just crazy. I'm definitely not hating the world anymore, Johnny. You know?
Well, listen, those two boys, we've got gift cards for them for Christmas as well. And so that'll be great for them. And then also the Constantino guys would like to give you a $500 gift card for Price Chopper Sunfresh Apple Market. It's their great grocery stores, Constantino's. And that way you got plenty to eat on Christmas Day and through the new year, and you got some lunch while you're out there working. And hopefully you get squared up with that insurance company and you get back to doing your own jobs right away.
Yeah, they're going to take care of me. It's just... You know, I mean, when they tell you it can be a couple weeks, I'm going to be all right now. I mean, thank you so much, and Kansas City and everybody else who called, because I really didn't know what we were going to do.
Well, Merry Christmas, brother.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.